So if you're anything like me, you're a huge fan of prototyping. It's a rare project these days where I don't recommend some use of prototyping. You see, a good prototype can be an excellent way of defining your project and then testing its validity with real users, and you can't get better than that. But this video isn't about why prototyping is so great, although I have to say that would make a good topic for a future video. This video is about one of the challenges that prototyping can bring, because although prototypes can be invaluable for development and us as digital professionals, they are pretty confusing for stakeholders a lot of the time. The problem is that prototypes are often so basic that stakeholders have trouble imagining what the final result is going to be like. It's not uncommon to hear stakeholders say things like, "Why is it black and white?" or "Is that going to be the final image?" It could be so frustrating, can't it, when stakeholders mistake a prototype for a final website, or just don't get it, don't understand it. It leads many of us to end up refining and improving our prototypes over time, adding more and more detail. Sure, they start off basic when we're talking to other digital professionals, such as developers, but they become a little bit more refined when we start some initial testing with users, but that's fair enough. But then, before we show it to the client, we slap a nice coat of paint on it because we want the client to be impressed by it. We want to show it off to the client and them to get it. Unfortunately, this approach can often backfire. You see, if a prototype is too refined, it can fall into what is called the uncanny valley. Now, I don't know whether you've come across that term before, but it's one that was coined to talk about the depiction of people in animation, computer games, and or robotics. See, over the years, these depictions of people have become so advanced that they look almost human. But you see, almost can be a problem. Sometimes, something that looks almost human but not quite actually just freaks us out. It disturbs us. To our eye, it appears off. It appears wrong. Something isn't right. Maybe stakeholders are beginning to react in the same way to some of our prototypes if they're too designed. They look at it and they're not sure, are they looking at a finished website or app or not? What is it? Sometimes it's not quite right. You know, something doesn't look right in their eyes, and so they start to pick it apart. They start to look for where the problem is. Often the answer is to show them earlier prototypes, less refined prototypes, rather than more refined. Prototypes that lack all of that detail can't be mistaken for a real website. They don't fall into the uncanny valley where they're almost there, but not quite. Of course, the problem you then face is the client doesn't necessarily understand what they're looking at. But really, that could be overcome with a bit of education, because let's face it, it's not exactly hard to explain that the final website's not going to be full of grey boxes and to give them an indication of what might appear in those boxes. The danger comes when other people get to see the prototype who haven't received that education. Maybe the stakeholder we have educated and shown the prototype to then shows it to a colleague or sends it to someone else via email. Whatever the case, they haven't had the prototype explained, and the consequences of that can be disastrous if they don't get what they're looking at. Now, my preferred solution to this problem is a video. Whenever somebody visits one of my prototypes, they'll see a video, often as an overlay. Before they can even view the prototype, I have an opportunity to explain what they're about to see. I start by making it clear that the prototype's not the final website. I often refer to it as a visual specification to define what the final site might look like and how it might work. I emphasize that the aim of the prototype is to gather feedback from stakeholders, but also from real users as well. We're testing what we're going to build. I explain which user groups we focused on when we built the prototype and what content and functionality we've included for those audiences. Relating to that, I also make it clear which audiences we haven't addressed yet and what associated content we've left out at this stage, emphasizing that that content will be in the final website or app. Depending on the stage of the project, I also sometimes request feedback. But it's up to you to decide if that's the right thing to do and when it's the right time to do it, because you have to be careful. And if you do take this approach of asking for feedback, make sure you do it in the right way. Never ask people open-ended questions. Never ask them, what do you think of this, right? Because if you do, all they can do is fall back on their personal preferences. And what you get are comments like, I don't like the colour, which, let's face it, isn't very helpful. Instead, you need to ask structured questions, questions that help you improve the prototype. But at the same time, questions that help educate stakeholders about what they should be focusing on. Now, there are loads of those kinds of questions you could ask, but just to give you some examples and some of my favourites, you could ask questions like, does the prototype enable our target audience to complete the tasks they want to do? And if not, what tasks are missing? Does the prototype highlight our calls to action? Does the layout of pages place the emphasis on the most important elements to us as an organisation and to our users? Is the tone of voice in our copy consistent with our brand? Now, your final set of questions will depend on how defined your prototype is, what kind of feedback you need, but you get the idea. The idea is to lead the stakeholder away from their personal preferences by educating them about the right kinds of questions to ask. Now, you'll want to keep the video as short as possible, but that doesn't mean you can't provide more information for those that are interested. Many of the videos I produce appear alongside a link to a blog outlining the work that we're currently doing, what we're doing, why we're doing it, what decisions we made along the way. It's also useful to include a timeline so stakeholders can see how far you've progressed and what you've got left to do. If people can see your progress and see that you're moving rapidly towards the end, then they're less likely to complain about you not having launched the website yet. Now, all of this, prototyping, videos, blogs, timelines, they may all seem like luxuries your project can't afford. You may feel you don't have time for this kind of stuff. But if your project has a lot of stakeholders, I promise you these things will be invaluable and will ultimately speed up the delivery of your project. The reason being is that they keep stakeholders informed and engaged in your project, and as a result, they're much less likely to derail it, especially at the last minute, where doing so would cause massive headaches to your project. And that, in my opinion, is worth investing in.